At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we do this YouTube thing. What the hell? Al, how about yourself?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
What up?
A little podcast housekeeping before we begin.
Podcast housekeeping.
Yeah, I have had many alert podcast listeners reach out to me, and they're wondering why. This is probably in the warm-up show that follows this.
Yeah.
Why they're no longer hearing the music that I come back from breaks with.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Oftentimes we'll comment on it on a Rolling Stones track, or I'll play whatever it is.
Yeah.
But copyright issues.
So that's out.
Forbid us to put that music, which we have the rights to do in broadcast
but
on
not,
the radio,
yeah,
but not in podcast form. They got to work all this crap out because this is just silly.
It's stupid.
Why would bands not want their music in podcasts?
Especially
of course
it's
they
such
do.
A small sample that we're playing.
Yes, a very small
sample. I always thought
sample.
You were allowed, well, I guess it's different with the streaming. I always thought you were allowed to play 59 seconds of anything. And then after 59 seconds, you had to pay. That's what I always thought it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question, but that is the reason why you're no longer hearing the music.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Not our fault.
I will forget about it after a while and sneak it back in there at some point.
It's possible.
Then, Jerry, I have to tell you, I kept this as a podcast exclusive.
Ooh, I like this.
I was a hero again yesterday, but I think I really was a hero. You tell me whether I was a hero or not.
Yeah, he saved this for a podcast exclusive.
Yes. Well, today is a big sports day.
It is.
So I didn't want to interrupt their
right
big sports day with my, yeah. So I'm taking my dog for a walk last night. I take her about 5:35, 5:40 is when I was the final dog walk. And as I was going down, just four houses down from me, there is an old apartment complex that it's all like, they're apartments, but they look like old beach bungalows that are attached.
Okay.
So it's one level, all these beach bungalows.
Yep.
And it's right on Ocean Avenue. But it's they're older, and they are what they are, right? And as I'm walking towards there with the dog, I smell smoke, and I hear a smoke alarm going off. And then as I get closer to the apartments, there is smoke coming out of the roof. And I'm like, when I hear there's a guy in there, and his screen door, his regular door is open and his screen door is closed. So I go over, I go, hey, I go, are you burning something? He goes, no, why? I go, I think your house is on fire.
Your roof's on fire. The roof
is
on fire.
It is? I go, yeah. I go, I'm going to call the police, which I called the police.
And they didn't answer when they saw your number?
This guy again. No, they answered. I tell them. And within that time of me calling them, that short time, the guy comes out, looks at his roof, which is now really billowing in smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he runs in to get his cat. And when he comes back out, he says, my bedroom's on fire. And
was she hot?
The place went up in smoke.
And how about that? So you got them out.
Yeah.
I think you saved a cat.
Just
the guy would have got out. The cat could have hid.
Mm, the guy did not appear to know his house was on fire.
I know that, but I'm saying,
even though, by the way, a smoke alarm was going off in his home.
I think as soon as the smoke starts to find its way down, mm-hmm. I think he probably gets out. I would be concerned about the cat that would go hide somewhere.
Yeah,
be terrified.
He did come out with a cat, I believe. And then, as I was calling the police, a woman on the boardwalk saw this. She ran and started knocking on doors to get people out.
Nice.
And she got a lot of people out as well.
And you were watching that happen?
Well, I was talking to the police.
I know. I'm kidding with you.
But then it went down the row.
So they're all gone? They all burned?
They're not. I don't know. It was hard for me to see because when the police came, they blocked everything off. So I don't know what.
It terrifies me.
What the damage is like. Yeah.
And it's bad enough if it happens to you at your home. It's another thing if it happens in an apartment complex where you could be doing nothing wrong and have no issues in your place, but someone three units down could have an issue and it affects everybody in the building.
Right. I'm actually surprised it doesn't happen more often just because of how easy it would
be. It's scary. I know.
Like, I don't know what this guy could have been charging an iPad.
Yeah, we see those videos a lot.
On a bed.
Yes.
Or a wire. Or
a bad, faulty wire, and it goes up in flames, starts ripping up the wall. You're
or
right.
Maybe it was the place attached to him that
could be.
I have no idea. You know what? Right. We all got out of there.
Scary,
very scary. But not only that, we talk about that with the apartments and condos.
Yeah, yeah.
But the smoke, and I never saw flames. I saw a lot of smoke. It was right next to houses that were not a part of the apartment complex. You know what I mean? That's the other thing. Like, it couldn't happen. I think it's more likely to happen in an apartment, or whatever. But if a neighbor's house goes up, these houses in New Jersey are pretty close together, unless you're in a bougie-ass neighborhood.
You ever see those videos from the wildfires in California where, some homes are, burnt to the ground and their neighbor's house untouched? I guess it's the way the wind is blowing, and it's just crazy.
It was weird, too, because we had all that rain all day.
Yeah.
So you would think the places were...
dry inside.
Were wet, yeah. Right, dry inside. But it's weird that I didn't see any flames. Now, clearly there were flames somewhere.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary stuff.
Not only that, but all these people now are displaced. Where are they going?
Yeah. They got to call their insurance company and probably get some assistance for a hotel, but for how long? Then what do they do? Live out of a hotel.
Right.
It's not easy. It disrupts your life.
Yeah.
Remember Joe Beningo's house burned down?
Right.
And I remember how disrupted he was. I was working with him at the time, and it was tough. Very tough.
Yeah, because you start to go, okay, no one was hurt, and this is what I've been reading. No one was hurt. Everyone got out. Okay. But now and you don't own the home. But you own everything in the in the home, and where are you? I don't know where all these people slept last night.
I don't know.
It was
I guess that's easier if you're saying these are people that are renting the apartment. I guess theoretically, the landlord's got to let you out of the. I don't know how that works, but you just got to go find somewhere else to live. It's not easy. I would imagine they're probably in a hotel for a few weeks. Have to be.
What's also interesting is strange. Is this building where it happened, and I am not suggesting foul play in any way. I think something happened in this man's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But this is oceanfront property and apartments that have not been touched in decades. You know what I mean?
It's worth a lot.
It's between mansions.
Yeah.
So what's would they even they're not going to rebuild that again.
What type of money does the insurance company give them?
Yeah,
they might be able to build new apartments, nicer and more expensive, and more that maybe fit in around these big homes. You're saying,
yeah,
or maybe they just sell the property.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you have an apartment complex that is not bougie in a bougie area, you do get interesting people into the neighborhood.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
They talk about that, about artists living, mm-hmm. and these are artistic type people. So, yeah, I
congratulate you.
Thank you, Jerry. I was going to call News 12 last night, but I had to get to bed. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
I had to get to bed, Jerry.
It's enough already with News 12.
It was. They were like, hey, we can't.
Even you weren't interested.
Yeah. Let it be known, though, I did as I was walking around.
Well, you
around.
Just did let it be known.
But I'm saying I let it be known as I was walking around last night. They're like, just see what happened. I go, yeah, I called it in.
Did you walk around with the shirt on your back that said hero?
No, I that was a good idea. I at this point, I should have a hero shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That I've been a hero so many times.
Right.
So many times, Jerry.
What's the line between just doing what a solid citizen should do and being a hero? Where's the line?
Well, good example. So you saved someone from choking in the newsroom and didn't tell anyone. That was weird.
That's what am I going to say? No, I'm not telling anyone. It's whatever,
I've been
man.
Like, yeah, the guy almost choked out
he
there.
Did. Tom.
But, Tom. But that luckily I was there and saw it.
No, I don't need to. No one needs moves between me and Tom.
Am I a hero, Jerry? Hard to say.
No, I think you did what a citizen should do. A
yes,
hero's
I agree.
A stretch.
It was weird, though. I did, in that moment, wonder, like, if a place is on fire mm-hmm. in your town,
yeah,
is it better to call the local police
or
911? Because I feel like if you call 911
wouldn't take you directly. It wouldn't route you immediately to your local police.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it did.
I don't think it does. I think it used to with landlines.
Okay.
I think with cell phones it doesn't.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's what I thought about for a second. Like if I call 911, they then have to. I have to tell them I'm in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. Oh,
and then they get you. So now you're cutting out another step.
Yeah. So. Since I have the Bradley Beach police on speed dial, Jerry, because when I see something, I say something, I just call them right away.
You don't say it. You sing it. You yell it. You scream it. Had you run into that building and got that guy out? Hero.
Yeah.
Had he come out and said, I didn't get my cat, and you're like, I got the cat.
I'll go get it.
And you ran in, and you found the cat under the couch, and you pulled that kitty cat out before it died from smoke inhalation. Hero. I think you did what you should have done. You called the cops and you made sure he was all right.
Yeah, this feels like that Chris Rock stand-up special when he talks about when people want credit for stuff they're supposed to do.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
He goes, I take care of my kids.
What
well,
were you
you're
going
supposed to take care of your
Walk
kids.
Walk right past it? Man, that looks funky. That house might burn down. All right, Whimsy, you ready? Let's go. I got to get to bed soon.
But here's another weird thing. We think about, we hear things like when there's an earthquake coming, the animals.
Yeah.
No, when they run. Or when there's hurricanes. My dog.
Nothing.
Nothing. I was walking by a burning.
Your dog is retired.
Walking by a burning home. The dog's like, can we keep with this walk?
It's not interested anymore.
It was not interested.
It wants to go do its business and go back to your and lay down.
Yes.
I know.
It did not. The dog did nothing.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't an earthquake. It wasn't a flood.
No.
Maybe Whimsy didn't know what smoke meant.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then, like, this is the other thing, which actually came up just this weekend when I saw, like, that the Bradley Beach was looking for donations for EMS and fire.
Yeah.
Why are our taxes not covering this?
I don't know. Well, because our taxes go to the school system. That's why.
Like, we pay so much in property taxes, and you're telling me we can't pay for a fire department?
I believe 78% of my property taxes go to the school system.
Because I will tell you, upon calling the police were there within, I think there was a cop there within 60 seconds.
Which is amazing.
And they came flying out with fire extinguishers.
Wow, no kidding.
Because the fire department is volunteer.
Right. They got to get people from wherever they are.
To the fire truck. Yeah. Da, da, da. And they got there quickly.
Yeah.
And I watched them, Jerry. They were hooking up the...
I'm sure.
The thing, the fire hydrants.
Yeah, it's a good thing no jackass was parked in front of them.
Yeah, no jackass was parked in front of them.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah. But it was interesting to see it in action, too.
Very exciting day for you.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
You got your mind off the crappy football you watched.
Yeah. Then I was like, I got to get back in and watch these highlights.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Then let me ask you this, Jerry. What's the responsibility of the performer here? So, Max Weinberg is the drummer for Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
He's the drummer. He's not the singer. We talked about, would you rather go see, like, a band with a new singer or a singer with a backup band?
Right.
So, Max Weinberg has this thing when he's not touring with Bruce Springsteen called Max Weinberg's Jukebox.
Okay.
He's drumming, and he's got these other musicians, and they play songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Like a cover band.
Yeah, cover band. And they do it jukebox style. What song you want to hear? Pick from the list.
Okay.
So Max Weinberg, I had seen this once before, and it was okay. I wouldn't go back and see it again. But I heard he was playing. He announced an outdoor show at the Stone Pony outdoors.
Right.
End of summer. Surprise guests.
Okay.
Hmm. So I'm like, oh, everyone always thinks Bruce Springsteen's showing.
Of course, especially down the shore.
Right. But here's Max Weinberg. That very day, the band was at Monmouth University for a celebration of the 50th anniversary of Born to Run.
Hmm.
So Bruce is there. Everyone's there.
Yeah.
This is at like 4 o'clock. At 8 o'clock at night is this concert. So I buy tickets because I think, you know what?
Bruce is going to be the surprise guest.
And by the way, it wasn't advertised Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a chance.
2 and 2 equals 4.
And I will... outdoors is nice. There's a lot of room. Indoors, very crowded. Okay, so I get my tickets. About a month ago. Well, it's pouring rain and thundering. So
this
they
was Saturday night?
Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday night. So they say your tickets for this evening have been canceled. You get a refund.
Okay.
We are moving the show inside, but you have to buy tickets now for inside because inside only fits 850 people. Outside fits like 3,500.
Wow.
So they said we're going to do a show at 7:30. 9:30 and 12:30.
Oh my God. So you chose the 12:30 one?
So I went and I chose the 7:30 one.
Right.
But everyone thinks Bruce Springsteen's got, you were just with him at 4 o'clock. We're all trying to guess. Do you think he'll go to the early show? The late show? It was so packed in there, Jerry. Do you know who his special guest was?
Well, clearly it wasn't Bruce Springsteen.
No, he didn't go to any show.
I have no idea.
Actress Jill Hennessy came up and sang a song.
Who the hell is Jill Hennessy?
I don't know.
Okay. That was the special guest.
That's correct.
Now, was she the special guest for the whole night?
I guess so.
Jill.
Now, I will also tell you that the bass player for Bruce Springsteen also came up and did one song, but he didn't say a word.
What the hell was she in?
Jill Hennessy.
Oh, I know her from Law and Order.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, I like her.
By the way.
She sings?
Very well.
Really?
She did Son of a Preacher Man. You know that one?
Yes, of course.
She sounded great.
I loved her on that show.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have thought that was neat. Okay.
Okay. But she was not Bruce Springsteen.
No, and not a singer.
And not a singer.
Actually, you know what? She's listed here as an actress and a singer.
I will say she is a good singer.
Okay.
She sounded great.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
I'm sure there was a level of disappointment, but at least you had a good night.
I enjoyed it.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
But what was funny is everyone in the place thought Bruce was coming. Everyone in line for the tickets thought Bruce was coming. At what point does Max Weinberg
tell you that Bruce is not showing up?
Like, it'd be like if you and I were going to do something, right? And I said, it was like Al and Jerry live.
Right, and we're golfing with Boomer this afternoon.
With special guest.
Right.
People would think Boomer was coming.
We're going to be at Count Basie at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the way, playing golf with Boomer and Rumson at 3.
Right.
You would think the special guest is Boomer and Gio.
I can't then say the special guest is like...
your friend Paul.
Please welcome Paul, everybody.
Anybody listen to the podcast, you know Paul. Now you're going to meet Paul.
Like, he doesn't need the money to sell tickets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he should say... Hey, because he even did a video. Hey, come on out. End the summer celebration. I'm going to have special guests, blah, blah, blah. I even thought, Southside Johnny, maybe he'll come out.
Yeah,
I
love
Southside
Johnny. Right.
I see him at Stop and Shop. So he's right there.
To be honest, if I was going to do a video like that, and it's fine to have a special guest, that's fine. I would say, but guys, it's not Bruce.
Right. Bruce is not coming.
But I got someone you might like.
And this is going to be a great night. We're going to play your favorite songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's really great stuff. And it was cool. Like, if every once in a while I got out of the moment and just looked at the drummer and said, that's the guy, this guy has played around the world and songs I love. And that's cool to see him playing these other songs. But then I was also like, this is a cover band, now and we're all jammed in here.
And you left with a bad taste in your mouth.
A little bit.
Yeah, no, I get a little disappointment.
A little disappointed.
Would you say the show ends? The overall mood of the crowd is, oh, that was really good, but what the hell?
Yeah.
It was, huh?
Yeah. It was like, that was cool, but
yeah,
we were kind of led to
You misled thing. Us a little bit.
A little bit. That's why I wonder, like, where is it with the like, I don't want to ever disappoint a crowd, so I would set up expectations early.
And low.
And low. Listen, I have special guests, like, friends of mine, not famous friends of mine.
Phil Simms ain't showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's
so
funny.
That felt a little like I got flim-flammed.
I'm looking at you going out on a Saturday night with crappy weather.
Yeah, it was very crappy weather.
I'm very impressed.
Right, and I had to get from my car to the Stone Pony in the pouring rain.
You did, and it was raining Saturday.
It was raining.
Saturday was, I had no idea that there was rain in the forecast this weekend. No idea. And my son was playing in a golf tournament Saturday, and the guy comes up, it's sunny out. He goes, hey, just so you know, in about 30 minutes, we're probably going to be blowing the horn. I'm like, for what? He goes, oh, there's lightning 15 miles away. They have this app. I'm like, come on.
They have a lightning app?
They had an app, yeah, like a weather app that showed the track, the lightning. And once it hits within 10 miles, they have to get everybody off the course. So I'm thinking, this guy's nuts. I'm looking at my eyes. I don't see anything. Sure enough, 15 minutes later, they blow the horn. 15 minutes after that, his sky was black. And that night you went out on, I have not seen rain like that in a while. Like, it was heavy. I was like, where did this come from? And I woke up Sunday. I thought it was going to be sunny. I go to Stop and, you mentioned Stop and Shop. I go early. So I get in the car. I'm like, it's pouring out.
I know. I like to go at 7 when it opens.
So do I, when there's nobody there.
It's great.
Although, when in Sunday, the guns were offline.
Oh, the price guns.
What a, like.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
And I had to actually take everything out of the car, and the guy had to ring it up. I'm like, what is this? Not good. And I try and limit my purchase to a specific number. I hit it every week because I follow along. Yesterday, I had to do the math in my head.
Yeah, that's no good.
$4 over.
All right, so
it was okay.
You're very close.
I don't like being over.
And then check this out. So on the Saturday night, I got back from the concert. It was pouring. I got to walk the dog. So anytime I take the dog out, I bring a flashlight, a mag light, mag light, which I actually got from one of Boomer's golf tournaments. It was in the goodie bag years ago. This mag light. That way I could see where she pooped so I could make sure I get all the poop.
Okay.
So it's regular raining. We're down the street. She poops. I get a... Then all of a sudden, it like deluge. And for some reason, she was like, that I'm not interested in. And then she was like, let's go. So she's running. We are running.
You're running too.
Sprinting in the pouring rain. I was laughing so hard because it was so funny to see this dog running like a race dog.
Right. And you try to keep up.
Meanwhile, we were already soaked.
Right.
We couldn't have gotten wetter. So, okay. Next morning, Sunday, get up to go for the walk. It's still dark out. My flashlight's not there. I'm like, I don't lose stuff. I'm like, did I drop my flashlight somewhere? I go out onto the Ocean Avenue. It's in the middle of Ocean Avenue.
Like on the street?
On the street.
Wow.
Where it was for 10 hours. Picked it up, works. It is so
scuffed up because
it's metal.
It probably got run over.
Run over, kicked around.
Yep. That's amazing you found it, though. That's pretty good.
It's made by DeWalt. Yeah. So shout out to the DeWalt Maglite.
I know the flashlight you're talking about, too. I have it, too. Very, very strong.
Very strong.
Yes, that is funny.
I think I'd have been rode. Ocean Avenue is the main road.
That's great.
That was cool.
You got your flashlight back.
I got my flashlight back.
God, what a mess that's got to be when you bring the dog in all soaking wet like that.
And does she smell? You know, wet dogs smell.
I know.
Very
you throw
bad.
In the dryer.
I have not found a good towel. Like, I've tried all different towels. Nothing really gets...
What about blow drying her?
I suppose I could try that.
I don't know if she would sit for it.
She might
feel pretty good, too. The warm air.
Yeah,
I
haven't tried that. Although, one time I took the dog for a bath, and when it was delayed in picking her up, they told me, they go, yeah, she really doesn't like the blow dryer.
Oh, okay. Then I wouldn't do that then.
But she might not like them blow drying her. Maybe her master, like me, if I blow dry her. Of course, I have no hair, so I don't have a blow dryer in my house.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I have hair. I didn't have a blow dryer.
Yeah.
Like, my wife has one, but I've never used it. I don't do anything with this. I haven't in 30 years.
Did you ever in your life use a blow dryer regularly?
No. No, I didn't.
I think I did.
Did you? Well, you had that flowing hair back in the day.
Yeah, I had feathered back hair.
When you were in high school.
Oh, it was so great.
I don't remember. Maybe when I was a kid, my mom might have used it to comb our hair. When I was like second, third grade, I don't remember. But I myself never used a blow dryer for anything. Now I'll use a dryer to do my clothes when I'm on the road.
Sure.
And I'll take the ironing board out. Not a dryer, an iron.
Iron.
I'll use an iron. I'll do that. But like, no, for my hair, no hair dryer.
Yeah, none needed. Towel dry, you're good.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We did this morning at 5 a.m. We'll do it again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We'll come in. There'll be Mets playing. Yankees as well or no?
No, the Yankees don't play.
Yankees
the Mets play, and you've got the Vikings and the Bears tonight.
Yeah.
And you've got the Devils-Rangers preseason opener.
Is that
no,
right?
No, just kidding. We're 2 weeks away from
that. Okay, 2 weeks away from that. All right, so we got Mets.
That.
We got Mets baseball. We got Vikings, Bears.
A lot lighter.
And sports.
Yes. The amount of clips I went through this morning was insane. Tomorrow's a lot easier.
So if it's a lot lighter, maybe we'll get that hero story on the regular
You let me
radio
know.
Tomorrow.
I'll bring it up for you.
I don't want to, you know, bring this up on my
own. You do.
I don't want credit.
Yes, you do. You want full credit.
I mean, I don't know if News 12 was having a slow news day today. It's still a relevant story if they want to come down.
Not anymore. It's over.
The story's over?
The story's over. Well, your part of it is. Mm. They can't interview you today. Had to have been last night.
Yeah.
You blew that one.
Yeah, I had to run back inside. I probably could have hung around a little longer.
Do what?
To wait for News 12. And I bet.
Oh, God.
I reported this. Does anyone need to speak
Why didn't
to
you
me?
Self-report and start videoing and make a YouTube video?
I will say there were people making doing videos. Which
didn't you appear on one of those?
No, because I felt like these people's houses were burning. I didn't want to be filming it. You know what I mean?
So there is a little modesty.
Yeah, there was. I took a video from much further away. Well, I guess I didn't want to be like there were people running in for their stuff.
I know, but you still took the video.
I did because I wanted to show. I'll show you when we sign off.
Here. Oh, funny.
All right, Jerry. See you.